just tired, and you know, just all back home. Kedushas Haaretz. Avir Dar Machkim. So this is what came. So as we're driving to Nahariya, straight from the airport. So Mamish couldn't hold back the bechios of just being back in Eretz Yisrael, the tears that wash away all the sheker of Chutz La'aretz, the tears that are there, tears that come straight from the neshama. As the Gemara tells us, the neshama is connected to the eyes. Tears are the language of the neshama that just wash away the face and get us. That was my first mikvah of Eretz Yisrael. That's the mikvah of Eretz Yisrael, Chavra. Emes, we're going mikvah Ari in a few minutes. That's a mikvah Eretz Yisrael. It's a big mikvah Ari. We'll talk about it after. So l'maizah, this is what came. What pshat? We're about to light the Chanukah licht. And the Chanukah licht is ad shetichle regel min hashuk. So I spoke a little bit about this in a different shir, but I want to give a new pshat now that came to me in this car. Ad shetichle regel min hashuk. So the Gemara tells us who ad shetichle tar madoi, right? So the Gemara says in Shabbos that tichle regel min hashuk until the final people leave the marketplace, which clearly is for Pursume Nisa. You have to publicize the miracle. But specifically, until the Tarmadoim, to particular people, till they leave the marketplace. It's explained, Rashi, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he explains that they were the ones who sold wood. The people need fire. Back then, you needed fire for your oven, for your heating. And they were the last people in the marketplace. So that's why it mentions them. Till they leave the marketplace. But there has to be a much deeper pshat in them. So the famous Gemara where these two guys heard that Hillel was a very calm individual, never got angry. And they made a bet who could make him angry first. And the winner would get 400 zuz. So they asked him all these silly, crazy questions. Another Gemara is Shabbos Lamed Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, right? Another Gemara over there. One of the questions they asked, why are the eyes of the Tarmadayin, why are their eyes blurry? Forget the word there. It's like tartotos. It's a strange word. But it means they're blurry-eyed. They didn't see well. They're blurry-eyed. So he answered all because they live near the chayil, near the sand. And the sand would get in their eyes. So I gave a whole pshat this past Matzei Shabbos in the shir to the women about that being gashmias, getting in the ways of your eyes. And that's the lesson that you want until you get the gashmias out of your life. But the Arav Chanukah, it's all not the Torah. I and Shum. But listen to what I want to say now. You ready? Ready for this pshat? Maybe. You know when your eyes get blurry? You get blurry when you cry. You get blurry when you cry. And the blurry eyes of the Tarmadayin maybe also was a reference to people who are crying. Like the salt, the sand gets in your eyes, and it causes also the eyes to create a lot of tears. Right? That's what happens. And then you're blurry-eyed from that. It creates tears. Tears also are full of salt, which is very similar. So you're blurry-eyed eyes when you cry. When you cry, it means you're MS. When you cry, you're being emotional. We cry in the best of times, we cry in the worst of times. We cry when we're in touch with our neshama, when we're not a goof, when we're real. That's when you cry, when you're most real. You cry when you're emotional. Emotions is your neshama. It's not a goof. The most special of times, you're the most real when you cry. And what those tears do, like I said, they wash your face. Your face, well, sadly, is face in English is a facade. It's from the Latin word facade, which is fake. You say face with a hard C, it's fake. Well, so often our face is fake. We put on a face. Certain people we act one way, other people we act another way. In our job we act one way, certain people we have to, you know, be mitzamtzem how really we, who we want to be in Yiddishkeit, and some people we act in a certain way to impress them. Our face is often fake. We need panim, we need our face to be our mipanim, from our pnimius. The tears come from a pnimius place. Ad shetichle regel min hashuk means we light the menorah until we're crying, which mamish, those tears that blur our eyes, they give us the most emistic eyesight. the eyesight, not a chitzonistic eyesight, a pneumistic eyesight, to see the world in the right way, stop being fake, be real, be one with Hashem. And that's the void of Eretz Yisrael, that's the void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the void of Torah Mitzvot, that's the void of Chanukah, that's the void of our lives. Bez Hashem is Baruch.